And as I'm exhorting for just a few minutes, we've got plenty of room here. And if you want to spread out a little bit more, if you're sitting by someone, this is really kind of wild. I really don't like for people to hear me pray. That's why it was so hard for me to lead in prayer. If Pastor and I are at home praying, we don't even pray in the same room. I don't want him to hear me pray. I may be praying about him. God, I'm just so irritated with my husband. But anyway, it's okay. If you want to spread out, it's fine. If you don't, that's fine. But it's just important to pray. I am so thankful that we are gathered here together to pray. Over in 1 Peter 4:7, I want to read this in the New Living Translation. Peter said this: "The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers." Earnest and disciplined in your prayers. It is so important for us to pray during these times. How many of you believe that we are living in the last days? Paul told Timothy, he said, in the last days, there's going to be very difficult times. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you what, we are living in difficult times. And so we need to pray. And of course, we know the power of prayer, and this scripture, but I'm going to read it to you, James 5:16. I'm going to read it in the Amplified, and it's the last part of that. "The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic, and it's working." Do you realize the power that we have in prayer? Pastor was talking this morning about the power of prayer in the name of Jesus. Jesus was instructing the disciples, he says, "Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and what? That you might receive?" No. "Ask and ye shall receive, that your" what? "Joy may be full." And so, prayer is one of the most important things that we can do. Charles Finney said this. He said, "Prayer meetings are the most difficult meetings to sustain because they are the most spiritual meetings of the church." I'm so thankful we've got a lot of people here to pray. Thank you so much for coming out to the most spiritual meetings of the church. Now, what are we going to pray about tonight? We're going to pray about three things. First of all, we're going to pray about our nation. Our nation. Over in 1 Timothy 2, starting with verse 1, it says, Paul told Timothy, "I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." Obviously, we haven't been praying enough, because I don't think we're living a quiet and peaceable life. Yeah. He said, Paul told Timothy, if you pray, how are you going to? He said, first of all, to pray. I exhort you to pray. What does it mean to exhort? It means to prompt one into action. To prompt one into action when action hasn't been taken. So many times we take things for granted. Instead of praying on the offensive before things happen, we're catching up by praying on the defensive, right? I think it's time that we get on the offense. How about you? And he said, how do we pray? We pray with supplications. We pray with just prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks. Who do we pray for? Well, he said, first of all, to pray for others. You know, during this time, I've been praying for a lot of people. A lot of people have been attacked. And I hold them up in prayer every day. We need to pray for others. He said also to pray for kings, for all those that are in authority, all of our officials. And so we need to pray. Ephesians 6:18, Paul says this, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. So first of all, we're going to pray. Well, we're going to pray for three things. First, number one, we're going to pray for our nation. I'm going to read these scriptures very quickly so we can get to praying. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, what's the promise? If my people, are you God's people? Who are called by my name will what? Humble themselves and what? And pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will what? Heal their land. Our land needs healing. And you know, as I was thinking about tonight and about praying for our nation, the Lord just seemed to impress me. Forget about all of you. Everybody forget about their own political opinions. All right? Because you can't pray effectively the way God wants you to pray when you're praying what you want to pray. Yeah. I know that's hard sometimes. But we're not going to pray about our own political opinions. We are going to pray how God wants us to pray. And of course, we know that it says that, you know, when we don't know how to pray, what? We can pray in the Spirit. Because the Spirit knows the will of the Father. The Spirit knows the will of the Father. You know, verse 15 of that 2 Chronicles in the New Living Translation says, I will listen to every prayer made in this place. Do you know he's listening to your prayers? You know, I'm kind of this a visual type of person, and I'm thinking, oh God, how on earth do you listen to everybody's prayers? But he does. He listens to all of our prayers. And then Ezekiel 22:30 in the New Living Translation says, I looked for someone who might rebuild the wall of righteousness that guards the land. I searched for someone to stand in the gap in the wall so I wouldn't have to destroy the land, but I found none. Let me ask you, are you going to stand in the gap? We as Raymond Bible Church need to stand in the gap and pray for our nation. And then finally, Isaiah 62:6 in the Amplified says, I've set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, who will never hold their peace, night or day. You who are his servants, and by your prayers, put the Lord in remembrance of his promises. Keep not silence and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her a praise in the earth. I'll tell you what, we're going to be a watchman on our wall, and we're going to give God no rest until he makes the United States of America a praise on this earth. Now, the second thing that we want to pray about is for the eradication of this stupid plague, this COVID-19 plague. You know, we know that the thief comes to kill and steal and destroy, right? The other day, I know that as we were looking at the numbers here in the Tulsa County, and Denise called me and she says, Mom, have you seen these numbers? And I said, no, I hadn't even looked at them. And she said, do you know what the number is today? I said, no. She said, 666. I said, I told you where it's coming from, the devil. Yeah. Well, I want to get rid of those numbers. How about you? Over in Ephesians 6:12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against the evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. And the third thing that we are going to pray about is for a mighty revival to hit this nation. Let's all stand up. A mighty revival. Zechariah 10:1 says, ask the Lord for rain in the spring, for he makes the storm clouds and he will send showers. Oh, my. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray fervently? Are you ready to pray effectually? Are you ready to pray powerfully? Let's sing it one more time and then we're going to enter into prayer. Hallelujah.
We forget about ourselves and concentrate on you and worship you.
Hallelujah.
We forget
about ourselves.
We forget about ourselves and concentrate.
As I was praying, that there are some that are here that have had COVID, recovered from it, but there's still some symptoms, that lingering symptoms that keep on harassing you. And the Lord just said, we're going to sing Healing is Here. The healing power of God is here. The healing power of God is here. And I want you to reach out by faith and take it. Because I'll tell you what, that healing power is going to restore any faculty that's not exactly what it should be. Let's sing it. Hallelujah.
Healing is here. Healing is here.
I trust in you.
to the heavens, I lift my eyes where my help comes from.
Jesus, we look to you.
I look to you. My rock, my healer.
Ooh, trust in you.
I trust in you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're watching online, and if you're still just having very severe symptoms, the healing power of God is right there. That anointing, there's no distance in the anointing of God. And so I encourage you just to lift your hands and say, thank you, Father. The healing power of God is working in my body to affect a healing and a cure. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sit down for just a minute. I want to read to you a prophecy that actually was given 35 years ago, camp meeting, 35 years ago by Brother Hagin. And it's so, you know, how many of you know that when prophecies are given, it doesn't mean that they're going to come to pass the next day? Sometimes it's years and years and years. But this seemed so appropriate. And I think it gives us some direction. It says, which way are we going? What will happen in our nation? What will happen with all of the upheaval and all of the things that are happening on the earth? Yea, saith the Lord of hosts, all of these that happen are caused by spiritual forces. And because the church, those that are really alive unto God and empowered by His Spirit, do not take their place and do not use the name of Jesus and do not constantly, daily stand against the forces of evil, then they move in everywhere they can, even in your own beloved country. But you see, as you stand in the gap and make up the hedge and stand against these things, then that condition and this other condition will be turned around, and the blessings of God will flow, and the kingdom of God shall be enhanced, and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ shall multiply in number and gain momentum. And men will look and see that the light is shining. The truth of God's word is going forth, and the Holy Ghost is in manifestation. Oh yes, you will see signs, you'll see wonders, you'll see miracles. There is coming, if it could be told thee, you would not believe it at the moment. If the veil could be lifted for just a moment from your eyes, and you see into the future, and you see the manifestation of the power of God, it would overwhelm thee. But if you'll just walk with me and be faithful and learn to yield unto me, saith the Lord, and respond unto my spirit, you'll find that the restoration of this hour shall come in full potential. Hallelujah. We don't need to grow weary. We don't need to grow weary in praying. But we've got to continue to pray. And also, as I was praying, I was also reminded that my father-in-law would say, you know, here in Tulsa, we're blessed. We have a lot of Christians in the Tulsa area, a lot of Christians. But in some cities, there's not that spiritual influx. And he would say that there are some cities that are ruled, there are spirits that, come here, honey, explain it. You need to get a microphone. Yeah, we'll get one. I'm delegating the authority. Yes. You can hold it kind of down. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, it says spiritual in high places. And many, I've discussed this many times with Dad, many cities, because of there's not enough people that are pulling down the strongholds, they're being ruled by evil spirits in high places. Now remember, and he used to bring this to me, remember when Daniel was praying, it said the angel was dispatched to answer his prayer the very day. But he kept praying, and 22 days later, the angel got through, and because he said he had to wrestle with the prince of Persia. That particular time, Persia wasn't even in existence at that time. It was the next one that was coming into existence. The enemy is trying to destroy us. So we have to pull down those strongholds. And in many, many places, like I said this morning, many people that travel, as you travel into foreign lands, you will feel that oppression because of the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you. It's up to us to pull that down and to take authority over it. That, when I was praying tonight, that's the way I pray. That's the way the Lord elected me to pray. He said, pray for the spirits that's controlling this thing. Hello? It's all being controlled because the devil realizes his time is short. And he is trying to destroy the name of God all over the world. And particularly to destroy this nation, because this nation has been the nation that's taken the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. And we're still doing it. Amen. Is that what you wanted? All right. I had something else I was going to say, and now I forgot what it was because you got me on that. I get to preach in here if I'm not careful. You know, as you, and as it says there, when we do not know how to pray in English, Dad used to say, hey, pray in English as long as you can. But when you don't know how to pray in English, then ask the Holy Spirit to pray through you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I really believe that we made some inroads tonight. So continue at home. Corporate prayer is great, but we need to continue this prayer in our own homes, in our own apartments. Pray when you're driving down the road. A lot of times I'm driving from my house to the office. I'll be praying during the, I can drive and pray. Amen. That's a great time to pray. You know, the Bible said, redeem the time. That's redeeming the time. Amen. Everybody stand up. Hey, Wednesday night, hour power at 7:00. Come believing, come expecting. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Wait a minute. She got something else.
We need to sing. God Bless America.
I want to thank all of you that weren't here this morning. They honored me. My 81st birthday is on Thursday, and they honored me this morning. And if you weren't here, I want to say thank you, because this church, I love this church, man. Y'all are just so great.
And so I want to end by singing God Bless America.
God bless America.
As we bless others. Thank you so much. This is an awesome crowd. Thank you so much. I know you love to pray. Thank you for praying with me. Thank you for, for being so fervent in praying. And for those of you that are watching online, Anchor Faith Church, thank you so much for having a special service for this, and for anyone else that is watching and praying with us. God bless you. Here, we will see you on Wednesday night, 6:00. We love you, and I will be so glad when I can hug you. Yes! I didn't know I loved hugging so much, but I do. God bless you. Have a great week.